You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for joining me again on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, the other day, I met one of my good salon owner friends for coffee. It was 2 p.m. and she announced that she just had to eat something as she hadn't eaten anything all morning. And she said to me, I'm living the salon madhouse life again. And you know what? I remember those days really, really well. And so we discussed this craziness over our Christmas lunch, a touch of wine, of course. And we discussed, you know, like what are some of the things we can do to survive the Christmas madness, right? Because I remember each year around this time, I'd be thinking to myself, this is the last year I'm going to be on the floor and work this hard. And I'd be thinking, never again. There must have been probably a good 5 years where I swore that this was it. This was the last year I was doing Christmas and I was 100% coming off the floor. Now, you've got to remember, year by year, I was less and less on the floor. But even being less on the floor, I still felt the stress and the strain of the crazy season. You know, those 2 or 3 weeks in the lead up to Christmas, every single man and his dog wants to come and have their hair and beauty services done. And fair enough too, right? But I remember going to my mum's house for Christmas Day and I would be having a wee nap on the couch. You know, I was so exhausted by the Christmas craziness that I'd have an afternoon nap, and it was completely antisocial. And that's, you know, it shouldn't be like that, right? So I learnt the hard way to finally take some care of myself. And in fact, by the time I was not on the floor, I really made sure that I was there to support the girls and make sure that it wasn't quite as crazy for them. So anyway, I wanted to share with you some things to do to make sure that your silly season is not super silly. So the first one is to look after yourself. And I think I've got to start with be prepared, because I know those days where you arrive, your first client's at 9 and you might arrive at 8:30 if you're super organized like me, or you might be a last minute dash type. But you know that you are not leaving those four walls until 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So you've got to be organized and be prepared. So I think do the sanity check, take a water bottle or two, make sure you've got a box of muesli bars or nuts and raisins to snack on, or lady balls. You've got to find some lady balls from Summer Louise, the Mindset Mentor. Those at least are super healthy and slow release nutrition. So make sure you've got a bag full of those. Bring your lunch, something to eat around dinner time, because I know that we often do the mad dash, two bites in between the clients, a quick look on Facebook and off we go again. So be prepared. And, you know, we would have a culture in the salon also where we would highlight some of the crazy periods of the day and we would get the support staff to go and do a lunch run or a dinner run or a water run or something, just to make sure that, you know, we don't want hangry hairdressers. It's not good. So the other thing then, if you're going to be prepared, is make sure that when you can, you walk out. So maybe instead of walking out the back room, taking two bites and looking at Facebook, actually walk out of the business, whether you just do a once around the block, walk down the street, look at some shoes or something, you don't have to buy them, but get out of the building and get some different scenery and remember who you are and what you are and that you're not just in this cave called Salon Madhouse. So when you can, walk out of the business, because I know you relate, you know, sometimes we hear stories of hair stylists and beauty therapists going to the loo and having a bit of a long sit down just to take a break out of the madness. So I say go outside and get a walk and get some fresh air. And if you can, you know, like it's probably too late already, but don't do all the hours. It's tempting to work lots of 12-hour days. Now, I know there's a time and a place for the 12-hour day. Totally did them myself. And so did my team, even when I stopped doing it. But, you know, too many of those is a recipe for burnout. So stretch them out as much as you can. And if it's too late for this year, plan it in advance for next year. Make sure you have some gaps. So we used to, in those last 3 weeks, work 7 days a week, and not to work the crazy hours, but to make sure that there were gaps and we could spread the time out. So sure, you might be working over a 7-day period. You can do anything for a short time, right? You can't work like that all year round, but for a 2 or 3 week period, you can pull finger and do some extra hours. We used to increase our hours from, you know, a typical 39, 37, 40 hour week to 45. And if they were really keen, 47. And for a short time, that's fine. And if you spread it over 7 days, then you can finish at 3 one day, or you can have a sleep in one morning and start at 2 and work till 8. You know, we've got that flexibility with the hours that we can, you know, are open for our clients to have a little bit of a varying roster. And if you had a Wednesday off, and even we used to open Sundays. Now, I know that's, you know, not as easily said for Australia, for example, you have to pay double time, but, you know, luckily for us in New Zealand, we didn't have to do that. And so they could have Saturday off and work Sunday, and we'd split the team so it wasn't so crazy. So, you know, really that's about don't work all the hours if you don't need to. Create some white space in your life. So that's walking out of the business. Don't do all the hours or spread them out. Be prepared and walk out of the business. And I think also look after your feet, because we're on our feet all day. And I know we'd like to often turn up in, you know, beautiful high heels. Oh, golly, I can remember being fully pregnant, 7 months pregnant, and being on my high heels because I loved them. They were actually super comfortable, but I don't know how I did it now, and I loved it at the time. But I did have, a lot of the girls did this, was have two pairs of shoes. So you would start off on your high heels, you go to your flats, your nice dressy flats, back to your high heels and flip and flop. Now, you could just wear your flats all day, but there's something refreshing about taking off a hot pair of shoes and putting on a nice cool pair that are a different shape and give some variation to your feet. So make sure you look after your feet. All right, so that's looking after you, because if you're crazy, your team are going to be crazy. If you're feeling stressed, you're going to be the hangry owner. So you need to look after yourself first so you can look after your team. So how do we look after the team over the crazy, silly period and stop hangry hairdressers? So I think first is, you know, take care of them. And the kinds of things that I did was organising a pizza on a especially busy late night, or that would turn up at 6 or something, maybe nothing too smelly, but nuts and raisins, because again, they're slow release. You could actually organise the lady balls. I know Summer sells them in big packs. Water out the back. I don't know, just making those, it's the little things, right? Making sure that a support person can go and get lunch for someone who's had a particularly crazy mental day. Just a little bit of caretaking for the people. Bringing on extra support. Now, we were lucky, being a slightly larger team, we could have a little posse, I would call it, of support girls. Now, they were just after-school girls, and we would have several of them. Sometimes they were doing the training course at the tertiary education, and they would come to us for work experience. And when we had 2 or 3 or 4 of them, they could work it between themselves that we always had somebody, and if it was really crazy, we could have 2. And because I don't want to have too many jobs or that I have to think about, I would leave it to them to problem solve and say, well, if you need to have Wednesday off, go and talk to your little posse. As long as somebody is available on Wednesday and you tell me with plenty of notice and I know who to roster, go and talk to them. Don't make it my problem to have to ring around them all and ask them all who can come on Wednesday. You can't, if your day is Wednesday, you can't have the day off on Wednesday unless you find someone to replace you. When you've found someone to replace you, come and tell me. Larissa, I would like to have Wednesday the 5th off, please. I've already organised for Janie to come and replace me. Is that okay? Well, my job is done. So get some extra help. Get those after school girls or those girls doing full-time training and come and do work experience. And I'll tell you another, tertiary education university girls were fantastic too, because we could train them up and we'd have them for 3 years while they were at uni and or college if you're in the States. And we would have them for a long time, and they were super smart and super keen to be part of it. So make sure at Christmas time you double up on the extra help. We would also do, we would double down on our 10 to 9 meetings. We called them a 10 to 9 meeting, but they were a little morning huddle. And we would make sure that we really nuzzled down on those through the Christmas period. And took extra care, because we had this shifting roster for everybody, to make sure that we took the notes and we had a strong communication. So people that were coming in and starting at 11 or starting at 2 knew what was going on, knew who was away today or what client was going to be running late, and all of those little, what stock was out of control, up the communication and start those with the 10 to 9 morning huddles, especially in that Christmas time. Even if you've got less staff in the morning and more are coming in the afternoon, those are super, super important. And those are the kinds of things that can really help and support your team so they don't get stressed out and crazy in the crazy season. Increase your stock. You know, it sounds so obvious, but sometimes we forget that actually we're going to have a massive boost in sales. We need to be prepared. We don't want to be running out of things. We don't want to have products that we can't sell. We do the work to tell them what they need, and then you go to the shelf and there's nothing there. Or you go to mix your beautiful designer color combination and you realize that half the ingredients are missing. That just adds to the stress. The great thing is, if you overstock in December, is that you can, you know, use the leftovers in January and you can counterbalance, you know, your budget spend in January. So just think ahead and increase your stock. And, you know, it's the little things. Say thank you to your team. Thank them when they're walking out the door at the end of the day. Get specific about what they did really well over that period, so we can stop our team from the crazy period. Okay. Do you know, after a while, I realized that Christmas Eve was just a dud day for us. We used to get really booked up, typically with blow waves and styling. And, you know, people would try and squeeze it in. But what I discovered is that most of the time people canceled. They were too crazy themselves. They were cooking, they were shopping, they were traveling, they were baking. They didn't have time to come and have their hair and beauty services done, and they would cancel. And so after a while, I realized that I'm actually best to close. And that actually gave the team a break. It gave me a break. Cuts down the chance of me having a big fat sleep on Christmas Day. So close on Christmas Day. And look, if you're working extra hours before Christmas, then, you know, take it upon yourself if you can afford to close in between Christmas and New Year. It really is. And that's big in Australia, New Zealand side of the world. You know, school holidays are at that time because it's our summer. A lot of the town closes down. And so I think just close, give everybody a break. I know in the States that it's not summer for most of the part, or that side of the world. It's not necessarily summer, so there's not such a big importance around holidays. But it is nice to have a real decent break at that time, especially after the cray-cray silly season. All right, and my last tip of this podcast is have a break and have a glass of wine. Don't have a glass of wine until the end of the day, though. Like, don't start pouring the wine for the girls until 8 o'clock and salon's closed. But every now and then it is nice just to stop. Have a wine if that's your thing. Serve some dessert if wine's not your thing or something, and just come together and have a rest before you take off for the day, and give yourself also a little bit of a break, create some white space for yourself. So good luck this Christmas, and thank you for joining me today, and I will talk to you again next week.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.